And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're live in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, what a show we have for you today. We have a studio full today. Al Q, Conway Bowman, and Jane Miller, all saltwater fly fishing experts, and a whole bunch more. We're going to be talking about the Mayfly Project. We're going to be talking about Casper Hope and a whole bunch more great projects for kids. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great show. I love it when we have a crew like this in here. You want to talk about, you know, the experts of doing some fly casting. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is going to be a lot of fun. Man, let's see, to my left and all the way around. Conway Bowman, our old buddy. Good morning, Conway.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good, good to see you, bud.
It's always great to be on the
great
show.
Great to see you. And Al Q, our old friend.
How's
good morning, Al.
It's great to be here, Pete.
Great. And new to Let's Talk Hookup, Jane Miller. Good morning, Jane.
Thanks so much.
All right. So let's start with you, Conway. Of course, you're Mr. Shark on the Fly. What's been going on?
A lot of sharks.
It's been good sharking, huh?
It's been probably one of the best falls I think we've ever had.
No kidding.
Really good. Water's warm. Sharks are around. So, yeah. And the Mako shark population looks pretty good. Looks pretty solid.
Does it?
We had a lot of fish this year caught and released. Things look healthy. So, yeah, it's good. It's been great.
Any biggins?
Yes, very large.
Yeah, very large.
in fact, too big. But I guess that's a good problem to have. So, but this year was the year that I've seen more fish that were considered like that massive size, 500 to 800 pounds.
Come on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And hooked.
We had
one that was 12 feet long. So it was probably, I don't know, it's 1,000 pounds.
Oh, my God.
It was insane.
What's the ideal size fish when you're doing the Conway thing and you're drifting and you're ready and you're wanting to have a fish come through and all of a sudden one comes sliding up the line looking for you? What's the ideal one for you and your group to...
Like 125 pounds is about what most people can handle. That is a great... It gives you a great fight. They jump. And you can get it to the boat in a reasonable amount of time. Once you get over that, it depends. You know, you can have a fish that's a really hard fighter, or you might, you know, you may have one that's not as hard. But once you get like the 3 to 5, that's like almost getting to the top of Mount Everest, and then all of a sudden you get one of these big bombers, you know, come into the boat. You can sight fish to them. They can take the fly. You hook them. Very, very slim chance you're going to even have that fish get to the boat.
Ever get close again.
So I have a specific rig. I use a rig. It's called a fuse box. It's a very light piece of tippet right above my steel leader. And I we hook them, jump them, and I pop the leader. Because people can't, you know, people have the will to try to get one of those big ones to the boat. I'm like, go ahead, go for it. And then about 30, 40 minutes into it, they're like, yeah, this is not happening.
Not going to happen. We're not turning this.
No, because I'm chasing them in the boat. And so they're like, so they give up, and I just pop the leader.
Yeah.
And barbless hooks.
You've been part of that rodeo plenty of times.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay, good luck.
And this is 100% catch and release.
100%. I've never killed one, never will. And so that's what we do.
Yeah, and on the fly, they're not going to eat it deep, so that's they're not bleeding.
Nope, you're sight fishing to them. So you're watching the take, and you're setting the hook. It really is a truly a great big game fly fishing experience.
And
right here.
In your backyard.
Right.
I'm like, fishing them out of a bay boat. That's how close it is. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So one of the things we're talking a lot about is kids programs. And you're very involved with a group called Cast Hope.
Right? Cast Hope San Diego. Cast Hope was started in Northern California about 15 years ago. And then we opened up a chapter here in San Diego 4 years ago, and it's been great. And so we take kids that are, you know, in underserved communities, and we mentor them in fly fishing. We also do we help them get out in nature. We have a science component. In fact, today our kids are over at Hubs SeaWorld doing a tour. We do fly tying. We do service, so the kids have to do a service project for us every year. And then, of course, we teach them how to fish. Not only fly fish, but also conventional fish. So it's great. It's a great program. Kids are really it's interesting when you take a kid from an area that is far removed from the ocean or the backcountry, and you put them in that spot, that place, it really changes their not only their kind of perspective on on nature, but it just really changes their headspace, and it makes them more kind of our next great ambassadors to the outdoors.
That's
really cool.
Awesome. Al Q, you wrote a book and brought us these beautiful books, The Corbina Diaries.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell us about this project.
Well, that was done during COVID, the lost year, as we call them. And I had a lot of photography sitting around and a lot of time on my hands. So I said, you know what? I always wanted to do something like this. This is the time. So I kind of just dove into it, and I have an art direction background, so I pretty much did it in a couple of months. Threw it together and self-published it and got it out there.
You did a tremendous job.
It's
amazing. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The photos and the whole setup, and it basically teaches you how to corvina fish on the beach.
It gives you a good general idea of what to do, and there's enough information in there to make people dangerous. They can get out there and try to catch them. They're not easy to catch.
Sure.
You know, you have to put your time in. And like I was saying, Rick was saying the photography is beautiful. I said 1 year I just spent the whole year shooting pictures and not fishing. And I learned more about corvina in that year than I ever did fishing for them. And it was hilarious because all the guys that used to fish with me, when they would see me crouch down with my lens, flies would be flying.
Yeah, they knew.
They knew I was on the fish, so it was fun.
That's cool. And so what did you learn? What's the most important tip you can give a corvina angler on the beach?
Be patient.
Yeah.
Be patient, and let the fish come to you. Don't just cast the fish. Look at the pattern. There's always a pattern. They're always going to come on the flat and leave the flat a certain way. You have to identify the food sources, and just wait. Be patient, and you'll get your chances, you know. And you have to feed the fish. You can't, when they turn and leave, let them go. You know, they did their thing. They hit the sand crab bed. They turn. Wait for them to come back. And before they get there, I always tell people, try to use the waves to your advantage. Cast into the wave with your fly. They won't hear it. and then let it settle. And then they come right behind that wave, and a lot of times they'll pick it up and eat it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good advice. I'll take that right there. That's great.
Yeah, it's really good advice. Now, rumor has it, Al, that you're not just a fly angler, that you went fishing conventional with Benny Florentino. Is that a true rumor?
Is that true? That's a true rumor. And to be honest with you, that's how I started. I started spin fishing and surf fishing. I love fishing, general. You know, yeah. I mean, I'll throw a harpoon if I have to. I just love being on the water, right? And I think, you know, fly fishing kind of, I graduated to fly fishing. I always wanted to learn it. I never had the mentors to do it. And I read a lot of stuff on the East Coast, and just through serendipity, I come to California in the late 70s. I go to LMU, and Nick Hercione is teaching at LMU. He was teaching criminology and deviant behavior.
Perfect for him.
Perfect for him.
For a Gal Q course.
And we just connected, and Nick really showed me how to do sinking lines and throw sinking heads, because everything in California is deep, primarily if you're inshore. So and even off the beach, you know, you want to throw sinking lines, you got to be in contact with your fly. So I learned. He mentored me, and that really did. And then I got to meet Lefty Cray after that, just by going up on a trip to Hot Creek. And I spent 2 days with Lefty, and Lefty taught me how to double haul. And that was what took me to another level. And that's why we call it the double haul ball.
Oh, okay. Okay. And that's kind of what you really want to, that's all kind of what all of you want to promote here, is that double haul ball. Why don't you explain that to us?
Well, the double haul ball is basically just a forum. All our friends get together, and we used to do it once a year. There used to be a tournament called, or an event called the One Surf Fly. Okay, and the double hull ball was the prerequisite to that, because we had people coming down to the One Surf Fly with elk hair caddises and just crazy stuff. They didn't know how to fish the surf. So we decided, let's do a double hull ball. It would be an educational event, right? And we'll teach people how to use sinking lines, and I'll have the best casters there. We'll have great presentations. We'll have fly tying. We'll do a great educational day, vendors, so that people understand what they're getting into and how to do it properly. Because it's a learning curve. You know, you have to learn how to cast. That's the key in fly fishing. The cast is everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not that hard.
It really isn't. You have to put the time into it. You know, and the more time you put into your casting, the better you're going to enjoy the experience, right? Because really it's about hunting and looking for things and being part of the environment.
Sure.
You shouldn't have to think about the cast.
Yeah.
Right? But once you graduate and learn that cast, then it becomes a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's all in your hand, you know. When we used to see those kids, you know, with the line on the cans, throwing the stuff, it's the same thing. With you feel the take in your hand. It changes your DNA when that happens.
Yeah.
It's really a cool thing. Now, is fly fishing the only way to do it? No. I think any type of fishing is great. But for me, the curiosity was always there, because I wanted to be better. I wanted to challenge myself. And I think everybody here feels the same way. It's a challenge. And you're constantly learning in fly fishing, constantly.
Yes,
so and we have so many opportunities in California for that. We have the ocean, which is what I really specialize in, and there's the Sierras. There's so many places you can go. It's just another way to take your game, whatever it is. If you like to spin fish, you like to throw jigs, whatever, you could take your game up to another level and really enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's what double haul ball will help.
Yes,
increase your skills, or even introduce you to.
It's a great way to be introduced to fly fishing. If you're an intermediate fly fisherman, you're going to learn stuff from the best people that we can bring there. And then also, there's lots of presentations and stuff like that. But the main goal of this is to educate and to also help children, help kids. And that's why we have Mayfly Project, Cast Hope, because it's a fundraiser. So it's a $25 ticket. And then that's going to be split down the middle, and we're going to try to help both of these wonderful programs to get more kids out into nature.
So, Jane, tell us about the Mayfly Project.
Yeah, so I do have to say that based on what you're talking about, Corbina and all that, this year was hot up in the Ventura, Los Angeles
area. I know it was.
Oh, for Corbina?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You're in the Camarillo area, so that's your zone.
Yeah, absolutely. And our mentors, I mean, of course, we fished with the whole community up there, but we were out there, just many of us catching our first Corbina for the the year. We perch were hot, corvina, even just most recently, leopard sharks still, you know, Lino out there, you know, raking in them leopard sharks. And but, of course, you know, most recently we've been spending most of our time on the L.A. River and then into MacArthur Park and getting on them carp. So, yeah, exciting times.
Cool.
But we're also just out exploring what in the ecosystem and that we can bring back to our kiddos that we mentor. But going to the Mayfly Project, we've been around since 2015. There's 70 projects around the country. There are two in the UK. And our whole premise is to ensure that our youth in foster care have an opportunity to experience a hobby and take them away from the environment that they're in and give them hope and to give them an opportunity to have a different experience. And so we're really a catalyst. Fly fishing is a catalyst for that, as well as conservation. We spend 10 to 12 weeks with a group of kiddos, and basically what we do is we don't just mentor the kids as well, we mentor the families. So they also come along, and while the kids are off with the mentors and learning, then I'm myself and some others are up there with the families and ensuring that we're teaching them how to tie knots, tie flies, and how to cast, and really just to expose them to something they may not have otherwise. And so really, our program is about ensuring that the actual children learn about the attributes of an angler and the characteristics and what does it mean to have patience and grit and really to think about every day that we come out together, what are we learning something new about, right? Invasive species, keeping the rivers clean. And so we always have those goals in mind. And so each of the mentors that come on board, we go through trauma training. We go through training in general on what is it that we need to ensure that we create a safe, nurturing environment for our, you know, children that we work with, ages 8 to 18. We work from the Santa Clarita area, so northern Los Angeles, all the way down into Riverside County, into the South Orange County as well. And so really my goal...
And it's all foster kids.
It's all youth in foster care.
Wow.
And or adopted. And so, you know, we, you know, in general, we work with the, the Los Angeles County Department of Education, group homes like Cafe, Costa Pacifica. We go into Facebook groups, and there's loads of families out there in there. So we, go out and just outreach is our thing, and connecting with the community. We do a lot of, just in general, connecting with different groups that might be interested and know some groups of kids. We even have up in our area in Ventura, we have in Thousand Oaks, there's even a an area that they can come and get items that they need for the families and things. And so we're out, and so thrift store type, location. And so we're just constantly getting out in the community. Got some wonderful fly, clubs around that have been really bringing us in to find out more. Because, my mom in the 40s, grew up in a children's home out in Ontario, and it's like, what do you do? How do you give back? And she, of course, came back to the family, was brought back from the children's home there and was able to be with the family again. But how does that impact the family itself? And so really just the idea of the, kiddos having an opportunity to explore different ecosystems. We're the very first, I have to say it, the very first in the country, and in, we got UK as well, so I guess globally, to ever have a surf fly fishing experience with our kids.
Wow. Nice.
It was by far the most awesome experience. Half the group hadn't even touched the sand before, hadn't even been out on the water.
Cool.
Yeah, so we literally, and I have to tell you, so we're out there, and there's, a good, 10 kids. And so the 10 kids are all lined up. We got two mentors per child, and we're all out there. We had grouped up ahead of time, talked about safety, never turn your back to the waves, and talking about, the different, species in the water, just different, anything in the environment they need to know to be successful. And so we're all out there, and we're casting out, and, kids are doing it, and it's great. And then all of a sudden, one of our ladies, she hooks into what we believe it was a halibut, and we're like, oh man, that's got to be a halibut. So it was pretty deep, kind of near the jetty there, and so then all of a sudden, you just see all of us converge because she's starting to fight this thing. I mean, her rod is just bent, and she's just we're like, and so Lino's over there mentoring her, and Annalisa and myself, and we're standing around and helping out and just coaching her along the way, and literally the whole crew came over, and then we're just, you know, of course everybody's kind of just cheering the whole time, and just it was just the excitement, and it didn't matter. Yeah, sure, there were a couple of others that just got hooked up, but you know, and got some bites, but
the team was together.
We were together.
That's cool.
And I have to tell you, we even have them doing the wave. So all of a sudden we're in this line and they're like, a wave? What? It took a few times me running back and forth, but, you know, they got the hang of it. And
that's cool.
Yeah, but for them not to have touched the sand before and to have that experience, there's nothing like it. And,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
So our funding, you know, comes grassroots. We are funded locally, and so the community has just been amazing.
That's great. And Double Hall Ball is going to benefit both the Mayfly Project as well as Cass Hope.
Absolutely.
And so when is Double Hall Ball?
It'll be Saturday, November 18th.
Okay.
From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And kids
and where is
16 or under are free.
Uh-huh.
It's a $25 admission because it's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
If you can register at the longbeachcastingclub.org. Okay, there's a link. If you register, not to pay, but just register, you'll get a free lunch. And the lunch is going to be provided by Primetime Seafood and Riviera Seafood Club. We're going to have a really nice lunch.
Wow.
And it's at the Long Beach Casting Club?
It's at the Long Beach Casting Club, which is going to celebrate 100 years in 2025.
Wow.
And it's a great, great place to have it.
That's cool. Well,
yeah.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here with these three expert
boys. You're not kidding.
Studio and people that really do good things for kids.
Yeah, today's going to be a great show. So much cool information and so many great personalities and so much fishing experience. Today is, no doubt to be a fun one. And if you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. It's going to be a busy morning. You can already tell the phones are already packed up. We have two lines left here on Let's Talk Hookup if you want to get through. Otherwise, we're already getting packed up on the phones. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option becomes so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. Lots of great texts already rolling through. And if you've got a text question for Jane, for Conway, for Al, just, man, shoot us a text. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download, easy to get. And the beauty of having Let's Talk Hookup app, you can listen live virtually anywhere your phone works. You can listen live to Let's Talk Hookup. And better yet, thanks to Adam, you can listen to any past show through the Let's Talk Hookup app. So Al gives you out a killer Corbina tip, or Jane tells you a perfect fly to use and you want to refer back to it, you can catch all of our archive shows on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, if you send us a text question in, make sure you include your contact info, just a name and a phone number, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of today's show. And if you're the big winner, we want to make sure to get it to you. And speaking of that, at the end of today's show, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a gift certificate for $300 at CostaSunglasses.com. You're going to get a pair of sunglasses, maybe you get a shirt, maybe you get other Costa goodies, whatever you want. You've got $300 coming your way from Costa. And as a bonus, Al Hughes donated one of his great books, The Corbina Diaries, a fantastic collection like you'd mentioned.
Autographed copy.
It's awesome, yeah. So really, really cool prize pack for one lucky caller or texter. And again, how we decide that at the end of the show, we'll take one potential winner from all of the callers, one potential winner from all of the texters. We're going to flip the prize coin at the end of the show, and that's going to determine whether it comes from the caller or texter side. So no doubt going to be an awesome show. Tons of great info, lots of fun, and we're looking forward to talking to you. Again, give us a call at 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari. Valleys and pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard hotels and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Rodel Street in San Diego. Check out hhmarinesd.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. Bound to be a great show today, dude.
Yeah, no kidding. And just some great people in here doing really good things for kids as well as. So is it all about saltwater fishing for you, Al, or you do a little Sierra stuff too?
I do a little bit of the freshwater stuff, but I'm really
trout?
Yeah, the trout. You know, but I'm. My love is the saltwater.
Yeah. What about you, Jane?
You know, I started 20 years ago up in Canada in Washington State, out of Spokane there, and with, you know, the rivers and the Olympic Peninsula with steelhead. But I have to say, in 2014, actually, was gifted a saltwater cancer recovery trip and went. That was my first dive, you know, delving into saltwater. So Belize, Mexico, Christmas Island, to find me out there on the surf. Yeah, just love surf fishing and love just the salt as well.
Salt. And Conway, what about you?
All of it.
It's all. Yeah.
I don't care what it is. I don't
conventional.
Care. Whatever.
Yeah.
Trout.
Salmon.
Steelhead salmon. Whatever.
Whatever.
I'll do it all.
So is it all on the fly, or you?
I'll do it. I do both.
You do both.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Covered both.
Because the fly rod kind of limits you. You're limited with a fly rod.
That's right.
And I've been on a lot of trips where, you know, anglers just are focused on a fly rod, and they miss a lot of great opportunities to catch fish. And that's what it's about, right?
Amen.
Catch a fish.
Amen.
Yeah. So be proficient at conventional gear, be proficient at fly gear, and you've got it all covered.
Yeah, that's great advice.
There's times that the fly is going to outfish everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's times when you just can't get to those fish unless you have a deep jig or you got to cast a mile.
Yeah. Right.
So, like Conway put it perfectly, it's always good to have two outfits when you go places.
Backup.
You need backup. what happens when it's blowing 30 miles an hour?
Yeah.
You can still spin fish. You're not going to be able to fly.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packing up, and the texts are rolling through. Rick, you have a great text.
Yeah. I thought we should start with it. It was a great one. This is good morning, ladies and gents. Question, guys, what are the essential aspects for a SoCal surf fishing fly reel and fly line stripping basket? That's from Ian in Santa Clarita.
Ah, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Anybody it right in the wheelhouse of everybody sitting behind one of these microphones, except for myself.
Yeah. I'll just jump in real quickly. Does this person fly fish? We don't know if they fly fish. Because a lot of times you have stuff that will work in the surf. So, you know, anything from a 5-weight to an 8-weight, depending on the conditions, would work perfectly in the surf.
And what dictates, is the wind dictate the conditions?
And the swell.
And the swell.
And the current. You know, if there's side current, it could be difficult. But basically, you know, anything that... You want to have a reel that has a closed drag system because you got sand and you got a lot of stuff going on. So, and you want to be able to wash your stuff off every day, every time you fish, because it does get beat up in the salt water. But, you know, a sinking line, you want to match the line weight to your rod, right? You know, if you have like a 6-weight, you probably want to go with like a 200 grain line. And if you have an 8-weight, you probably want to go to about 300 grain line. And then you need a short leader. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be, you know, fancy. It could be a 7-foot straight piece of 10-pound test, and a fly, and you're in business. Yeah. And the stripping basket is important because it holds the line, you know, in front of you. If you don't have a stripping basket, it's like linguine on steroids. It's everywhere. It goes around your legs. It goes everywhere. So you want to have something that can contain your line, so when you cast, it goes in and out of your basket.
Yeah.
And you can make one. You can go to a hardware store and make, get a Tupperware and get some heavy line to put in there, and you're good to go. It's simple.
Jane, you have any suggestions on that?
Yeah, actually, you know, when my friends ask me, you know, so what rod should I use, what setup, you know, I actually talk with them a lot about, where do you plan on fishing? Is it just going to be the surf fishing here? Is it, you know, are you planning on going down to Mexico or down to Belize? What are you doing? Because I'd really like to know a little bit more, because, you know, fly fishing in itself, and, you know, just as we know with Cast Hope and Mayfly Project, it can be expensive, and that's why we provide all the gear to them, right? And so I always talk with them about what their intention is today and in the future, because most, you know, with some of the folks, they want to go out to Mexico and Belize. And so I just say to them, look, you got to have an 8-weight if you're going to be going down there. It's going to be your base rod. So I always talk about, you know, if you're going to go bonefish, you're going to go, you know, permit, whatnot, you know, that your basic is going to be your 8-weight. And so with that, if you need one rod that's going to do it all, then stick with your 8-weight, have a separate, you know, spool or two reels that will then give you your, you know, your sinking line that you said, Al, and, you know, and then have your floating line for the, you know, for the other trips. But I use a 6-weight, and so my, you know, sage salt, you know, I actually use it for nymphing on the river, and I use it for my fly fishing on the surf. It just depends, or at least the surf out here. So, you know, it just depends on what your purpose is, but always being intentional about, pick your gear. Don't just go out and just buy. Go to the fly shops. Talk to folks like ourselves who have done
it. Go to the double hull ball.
The reason for the double hull ball is fly fishing very confusing.
It can be very
confusing. There's a lot of info going on.
So much stuff. When I was trying to figure it out, I was like, it was like a puzzle. Tippets, this, that. I don't know what the hell is going on. So this is a great way to go and see how it's done and talk to people and simplify it. We try to simplify it, because if it's simplified, you'll do it.
And that's you don't have to spend a lot of money on a fly fishing outfit.
Your first outfit
can be, you can get rod, reel, line, the whole thing. Some packages offer for $200.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And those are perfectly okay to use, because the quality of the equipment today is so much more advanced than it was even 5 years ago. So your economy kit is what probably the top of the line stuff was 5-10 years ago.
I know. Like Reddington makes a rod reel fly line, the whole thing,
the whole package
for like $200.
Yeah. Oh no, it's great. Yeah. Yeah.
And you can get used equipment for really good prices.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you had talked about that you're going to have vendors and people like that at Double Hull. That's one of the things I like so much is Ian was talking about, you know, what's the best reel. Well, you get to go and talk to this manufacturer and that manufacturer and that manufacturer, and you get to listen to what all of them have to say about it. And then you get to talk to the Owls and the Conways and the Janes, and you get, you know, in one-stop shop, you put the manufacturer's info together, you put the people that are using it together. And
I'll tell you something funny. You talk about reels. I have a guy there, Trevor, who 3D prints fly reels.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
They're light, They float. Mm-hmm. They're relatively inexpensive. So it's great today with the technology.
That's
you're
cool.
seeing so many different innovations. And you know, you're going to talk to people like that at the Double Hole Ball.
That's
so.
Cool.
And the other thing, too, I might add, too, is that the Fred Hill Long Beach show in January is going to have an entire fly section. I'm not sure if you
That's
guys
right.
are involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know Southwest Fly Fishers are heavily involved in that. But they'll have a whole bunch of that stuff at the Fred Hall Long Beach show coming up. Or, excuse me, the Bart Hall Long Beach show coming up in January.
One more tip for somebody just getting into surf fishing with a fly. So we're talking about rods, reels, lines. It's very important to have really good glasses. And two, different colored lenses. Because if you're fishing in low light, which typically you are early in the morning, you want like a yellow lens. Because it's going to make those fish show up a lot better. It's going to cut through that sort of that morning glare. And then you want a sort of a darker, and I like amber and an amber color. So two colored lenses, really important. And people really...
Polarized lenses.
People often overlook that, and that's because we are sight fishing to something. It's really critical to have that, and that could be one of your most important pieces of
advice. And also for eye protection.
Eye protection.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. That fly can come flying back at you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey Rick, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. Let's pump it up real quick there.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
No problem. How about we talk to Armin? He's calling us from Seal Beach this morning. What's up, Armin? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a comment and a question here. The comment first is Long Beach Casting Club is awesome. In the spring, they offer free, like a 5-week course in learning how to cast, and it's awesome. I did that twice now. Went once for myself, took a buddy on the other time, so it's made fly fishing a lot more accessible and easier when I go up to the Sierras. And, but my question is, what age do you start the kids out fly fishing? What's the rough age for you guys?
Yeah, so
great question.
Yeah, it is actually a really good question. When I was up in Seattle Mayfly Project, you know, we started in 2016, and we started with kids that were at 7 and 8 years old up to 18. And what we found, you know, as we progressed through, it depends on the child and their personal interest in sustaining and being able to attend, but and so that we found 7 was a little younger than what was proving to be successful. We did, of course, it's not always about fly fishing in our with the Mayfly Project. It's really about them enjoying the outdoors and in the experience together. So we were still able to have the kids take part, but you know, that's why we've gone to the ages of typically 10, but we dropped it to 8 in LA, wanted to ensure that all the children in the family are able to participate. And 8 years old worked perfectly this year. I tell you, he was one of our most attentive, you know, learners, and just having a blast and teaching all the other kids about how to have patience and grit and all this. And he's like, yeah, I know what that is. And so really, I think it depends on the child themselves. So they can start as, you know, as early as you want. Just they've got these great practice rods that don't have reels. And you can do kind of a Tenkara style. Tenkara is amazing for kids to get started. Yeah. And so that's what I would recommend is get them started early and then just kind of monitor how they're progressing and how they're feeling about it. And then start adding in the back cast and the, you know, and the roll cast. You know, I mean, just all of that is that you've got to understand. And then stripping and what does that mean? And, you know, and so, you know, there's just a lot of, you know, intricacies to it. So I do it gently, start early, start with something like Tenkara, but at the age of, you know, 8 years old.
So let's explain Tenkara.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Tenkara basically is a rod and a line, right, Al?
Yeah. Huck Finn.
Yeah. Yeah. The old Japanese style.
It's basically
style,
a cane pole.
You know?
with a
it's all of a sudden just become this big thing.
Dude,
in the fly
awesome.
World, right?
It's a very expensive cane pole. But it works really well.
Yeah, and you know,
it's telescopic. So
and I think it kind of started, like, in Japan, right? In
it
Japan.
Did, yeah.
Japan. And also
because of the real narrow rivers and streams and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. My daughter was, I think, 10 when we got her up to Hot Creek, and she used the Tenkara rod, and she caught her first trout.
Oh,
and it was just easy for her to just,
easy.
You know,
flip
it over and cast it.
And it probably teaches you a lot about following your rod.
Drifting, your fly. But the key to fishing with kids, no matter how you fish, whether it's a spinning rod or Tenkara rod, they got to catch something.
You got to get bites.
Bites. So take the kids out to catch mackerel.
Yeah.
Take the kids out to, so that they feel that tug. You know?
Hell yeah.
And so cast hope, we start at like 8 to 15 is our wheelhouse. But I find kids become fairly attentive at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
exactly.
And so when they show up to the Cast Hope program, they have, a grandma, a mom, a dad with them. And we'll take the kid and we'll just kind of start working casting, and we'll do, we'll have them cast out to like 10 feet and then 20, and then they kind of gradually move up. But it's good. 8 is a good age. Anything under that, sort of. But it's funny, we'll get younger kids in the program, and they'll end up doing, they'll look through the microscope.
Oh, yeah.
Or they'll go collect,
bugs.
We'll take them,
whatever, as long as they're having fun.
They love it.
Right.
There's always an attention span. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you have to kind of stay in that pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, heck, I play ukulele with some of my kiddos.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Whatever they want to do, it's good.
Yeah. So speaking of attention span, this is a text from Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. He says, morning, I've recently had Al a few inshore island trips, and he's a great fly fishing and spin fishing. His passion for fishing is infectious. Buy his book, as he has experiences with some of the icons of fly fishing world and covers all aspects of fly fishing. Look forward to the Double Haul Ball and look forward to meeting all the anglers at the Double Haul Fall. So Benny's going to be at the Double Haul Ball, right?
Yeah. Checks in the mail.
Yeah, okay.
Benny is a prince.
He's a great fisherman and a great ambassador. Yeah.
With that, now you're entered to win a Corbina Diaries.
And a pair of Costa Sunlight.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Conway alluded to the right lenses for for fly fishing.
Oh,
and I can tell you, Costa makes a great high-vis yellow.
I'm not sure
if you're close to the guy or not.
Oh, yeah. The Diego is what I wear.
That is
the best. Yeah. That is the best in terms of coverage. And I use the glass lens. I use
the 580 glass is
awesome.
Key. Yeah.
580
awesome.
Lens.
Yeah.
Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Sunrise Silver Mirror.
So Costa used to make a color called Sunrise Yellow, and it is the best low light, no light pair of glasses you can get. And that doesn't necessarily only mean low light or no light. Like we found this fishing Sierras. I really like fishing creeks. That's my favorite thing to do. Moving water, small creeks, but so much of that is heavily brush or big trees and heavily shaded in a little bit of afternoon. You can't see without it, period. Those things just make everything pop and brighten everything up. But the problem with the old school yellow lenses was you were wearing a bright yellow pair of shades, and they were funky looking.
Yeah.
The new Costa Sunrise Silver Mirror is a fantastic lens for you to be looking out through. But just like the gray Silver Mirror, there's a silver mirrored lens in front of them, and it looks like a normal pair of shades. They're super comfy, but they brighten everything, and all the colors pop. I love.
And then as things go brighter, that green mirror.
That's an amber base. That's what I wear.
And that's great on the saltwater. Do you wear it on the saltwater?
Yes, that's all I wear. That and then the
that green lens is great on the flats.
So the other thing about yellow lenses and the mirror is really critical. Is that if you're wearing yellow lenses, and sometimes you'll get into a bright situation. If you don't have that mirror, your eyes get super fatigued, and you get a headache. It's really, so the mirror really helps with that as well.
And I back what Conway was saying, too. Now, it's the second pair of glasses that you buy.
That's right.
A sunrise yellow lens is, for me, it can't be your first pair of shades. I'm relatively light sensitive. I wear Costas everywhere I go, and I can't be outside without them. I love that yellow lens, but as soon as it gets bright, it's not enough for me, and I'll feel my eyes squinting behind that lens. But in the condition for it, it is a necessity tool. They're so good.
It's also a great lens to drive.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, hey, with that, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way, a whole lot more of your phone calls, and I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by our friends over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, the best full deli. They've got all the snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies, plus for freshwater tackle and all your freshwater and saltwater needs, check out East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Also, check out the brand-new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. All stores are fully stocked with the products and know-how from a successful time on the water. Again, Dana Landing, they're right next to the Longtramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of that 67 freeway. And the brand-new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check it out. All the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the new Talica 12 and 16A series. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 98 rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with the Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide the massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 4th.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the Thangalagnac River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show we're already having. So much cool info, so much fun stuff going on. Today's just going to be a great one.
Yeah, for sure. I have a great text here, and it says, I'm new to fly. It's from Robin Seal Beach. I'm new to fly fishing. What would you recommend as a starter rod, Jane?
Great question. Rob, you know, that's awesome that you asked. We were just chatting about, you know, at the Double Hull Ball, there's going to be booths out there, vendors with different rod setups. And, you know, one thing that we talk about in the fly world is, go out and test rods. Go out and see what they feel like. Check it with your cast. But if you're just getting started, one thing that you know, you got to consider, of course, is where is your local water. You know, what are you going to be fishing? Is it going to be for trout? Is it going to be the surf? So there's different, you know, that's one thing that's important first to know what your purpose is. But then also there's brands, you know, these starter kits by Echo, Red Truck, you know, some of the others, Cortland as well.
Reddington.
Yeah. Orvis.
And they've got some great ones. And so, you know, over here we've got Orvis Pasadena we're at all the time. I mean, you've got that shop. You've got, you've got some great fly shops down here in the San Diego area too. Starter setups, definitely the way to go.
One thing I want to say is mentors are really important.
Huge.
And when I first got started, I tried to hang out with people that were doing it a lot better than I could, and I learned from them. And it's important when you go to a fly shop to talk to people, talk to the professionals, let them show you, you know, and test different things out and see what works for you. Because it's like, you know, buying a fly rod, it could be a very daunting thing because there's so much information, there's so much stuff out there. But hopefully it could be simplified. And it's like buying wine. It's going to be what fits you, yep. What works for you.
And I think that's what's important. That's and it's like what might be the right rod for Al Q might not be the right rod for Jane, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So that's what my question is. Saltwater, big tuna fishing, we get that question a lot in the tackle store, you know, and we always say the same thing. Well, we got to find the right rod. For that, like, I always say the same thing. You don't need to be a fishing rod expert to know what feels comfortable in your hand. So on a big fish, we put the rod in somebody's waist and put your hand here and put your other hand there, and we start pulling on them. And, you know, the tackle store will pick all of the quote-unquote right rods for fishing 100 pounds. So every one of these is going to be right for what you're doing. Now, it's your job to find what feels comfortable to you. That's what my question was going to be to Jane and everybody here. Like, what is it that's right about a fly? Like, how do you find out in the tackle shop or at the double haul? Like, how do you find out what's the right rod? Like, what are the attributes that make it right?
So for me, it depends on what sort of action that suits your casting style. Mm-hmm. So I like a medium action rod. It's not super fast. A super fast rod is like a Ferrari. It shoots the line. Mm-hmm. But you have to have a certain amount of kind of fundamentals to be able to cast that. Now, somebody just getting into fly fishing, a more moderate action rod is a far better rod to be able to cast. It feels better. It's easier to cast. Mm-hmm. The rod loads better. So you become a better caster with a softer action rod. Don't go for the fastest fly rod.
The right Ferrari. Up. You don't want the Ferrari.
Yeah, because you won't know how to drive it.
And then
you're casting. It doesn't feel right. You're not hitting it. You know, you're not casting it correctly, and you're going to get discouraged.
Oh, yeah.
Go for the moderate, softer action rod. Gradually move up to that Ferrari. So start with a Volkswagen. End up with a Ferrari down the road, but don't.
Yeah.
But I still cast the Volkswagen because that's what I like. Yeah, right. I like soccer. Yeah.
I what do you use for shark fishing?
So that's a whole.
That's a whole different.
That's a whole other radio show. No, those are very large fly rods that are custom made, by and large, one piece. They have a very moderate tip, and it tapers very quickly to a very, very stiff butt section to fight the fish. They're fish fighting tools. You're not casting more than 30 feet.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother.
It's not a casting. So,
no.
It is not. So the primary thing with fly fishing is the line and the rod, right?
The line and the rod.
Mm-hmm. And that's because it's all about the cast.
Right, exactly.
You got to bend the rod to throw the line.
Yeah.
So I think what Conway was alluding to is you want a rod that's a little bit softer so you can feel that bend and you can feel the line go. Because you're basically putting energy from the butt all the way to the tip, which translates into the line and throws the line. So you're not throwing the weight. It's not like throwing a plug or a jig. You're throwing the weight of the line. And the only way that can happen is by putting a bend and making good stops. This is something that you have to learn. This is the part, the tricky part about fly fishing, is getting a good beginning, a good foundation on your casting, and then it just gets better and better.
It's like casting anything, like a jig stick, right? Mm-hmm. Some guys like a very soft, like fiberglass, kind of an old school feel. Some guys like the faster.
Sure,
that's
right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to learn how to do that. Learn how to transfer the energy in each of those rods, whether it's fast, whether it's moderate, or whether it's slow.
Well, I have to tell you though, also from a female angler standpoint, when I was out testing out my rods, and I knew I was going for GT, and I was gonna, you know, head to Christmas Island, I really had to think about what I needed the rod to do for me.
Yeah.
Because I knew what is my upper body strength, what is my, you know, stability, and just in general, you know, after testing a bunch of rods, because all the different, you know, rod companies, they do have a little different feel, even if they say it's moderate, fast, or fast, or this. That's why I say get out and test them. But I ended up going with a loop because it had more backbone, and for the bigger fish on my 11 weight, I needed that. And, it, you know, my 11 weight acts as a 12 weight, you know, and so I just needed to be able to have that to it. Granted, when I hooked the GT on my 8 weight, I still brought it in. But, yeah, the guy, you know, had my 10 weight, and he's he's like, I said, dude, why didn't
he give you the wrong rod?
No, he didn't give it to me. We thought it was a blue. And all of a sudden, coming in on the wave, you know, you see this blue Trevally coming at us. We're on the Thai, you know, at Korean Wreck in Christmas Island. Yeah. And we thought it was a blue Trevally. And then all of a sudden, it's a GT and it takes off. I couldn't move my arm after that. But it was quite awesome. But yeah, I think that's also important. What's the rod going to help you do?
So, at the double haul ball, will there be rod demos where you can actually try rods out?
There'll be vendors with rods, but yeah. More importantly, we got some of the best casting instructors on the planet.
And they'll put different rods in your hand.
They're going to be teaching people how to do different things. Mm-hmm. They'll be, you know, how to use shooting heads, how to practice for success, mm-hmm. how to practice correctly, how to use a switch rod for a. You're going to learn about all the array of different things. How to double haul ball. There's going to be a 10-car thing. So it'll be great. And there'll be people on the sidelines that if you have questions, you say, hey, you know, how do you do that? You'll have the people there to help you.
Is Michael Maloney going to be there?
Michael Maloney was supposed to be there, but he's going to Crooked Island.
Crooked Island. Perfect for him.
Yeah.
Hey, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Bruce? He's calling us from Pacific Beach this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good show again. I got a question about the fly rods. When you fish in the Corbina, what other bait is the best for Corbina other than sand crabs?
You're fishing live bait or you're fishing flies?
He's fishing live bait.
Fishing live bait?
On the fly.
You know, mussels are really good.
He's fishing flies. And fly rod, like I think you meant like imitation.
Oh, yeah. Imitation.
Yes, imitation.
An imitation. You know, red flies are really good. Like little
not really good. Come on, Al. They are hot this year.
Well they've always been hot. It's not
know,
this year. I've been doing it for 30 years. Red is
like solid red.
Yeah, like a little red
pattern.
Like a little red worm or a little bait.
Wow.
Yeah, they work.
Awesome.
They work good. The sand crab pattern is a pretty good all around pattern, and then little clousers sometimes in the beginning of the season when they're on grunion work really well.
Well, interestingly enough, this year I've only learned to tie two flies. One is the beach buster, and one is the surf rat. And the surf rat was also catching Corbina this year too. And so interestingly enough, but yeah, it was more of the rust color red that did it. So any of the reds were awesome this year.
And one of the cool things about fly fishing in the surf is those flies are so easy to tie.
Yes.
Like, even I could do one.
That's
you know, it's like,
that's
you know,
I can do
compared to like tying a trout fly or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're like the simplest thing you can
they
you can learn
simple.
Online in a matter of an hour.
That's right.
That's just a good way to speak.
Yeah. And you can tie your own.
You can tie
which
your
own. Kind of part of the fun.
Which is really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then tying them so other people are catching them on the fly you tied.
Yeah.
That's been awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I had a great text come through. This one says, guys, I'm a local teacher. How do I get my school and students involved in these great projects? That's from Dave in San Diego.
Dave, thanks. So you can go to casthope.com. Casthope.org.
Casthope.org.
Casthope.org. And all the information is there. You'll scroll down. You'll find the San Diego chapter. And you can just get all the info right there. And check it out. We'd love to have you.
Awesome.
All right. Casthope.org.
Castle
and then what about Mayfly Project?
Yeah,
do you seek other people or do you go out and find your own?
No, we actually, the website, the mayflyproject.com, you literally can go on there and just, you know, register a child. There's links right on the site. We do have our Los Angeles project that they can then locate us so that and you can see where, you know, the different projects are. There's one in San Francisco, one in Los Angeles. But we definitely are looking for kiddos, and we do also really recommend signing up even if there's a wait list, because at any point in time, you know, things happen with families, and we always want to ensure that, you know, the kiddos get an opportunity. So, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K-lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composites, PowerPro, Shimano, and Olokai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com. Finally, a rod designed for West Coast anglers. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Terramar West Coast Rod Series. These rods will deliver increased casting distance with heavy jigs and extra lifting power to conquer even the strongest game fish. Shimano built the Terramar West Coast Series utilizing TC4 blend construction with a double-layer core of advanced dynamic fibers wrapped in an inner and outer spiral of modulus graphite, making the rods virtually indestructible, yet crisp. Lightweight. Durable Sea Guide guides adorn the Terramar West Coast series, adding to weight reduction while enhancing the overall rod balance, giving you improved casting and fish fighting performance. The Shimano Terramar West Coast lineup contains rail rods, jig rigs, boat rods, and casting rods. From yellowtail to calico bass to yellowfin and bluefin tuna. Pick up a Shimano Terramar West Coast rod today at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.